The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, August 13th, 2026.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Sources were checked.
I want to apologize for that burp.
Is that what that was? I thought you were remarking at something on the screen that was grody.
No, it's a mix between Diet Coke and brisket.
Ugh.
So it might be a little pungent, but
where'd you get brisket? This
just popped it out of the fridge.
Oh, you have a brisket biscuit. And why don't they do those? That's kind of dumb.
I feel like they do them, don't they?
Ooh, well, after they eat them, probably.
I don't mind.
Yes.
Well, I'm barely hanging on.
Oh my God. You are just...
It's like the opposite of...
most people.
God dang. When they have drugs, there's a hot dude on TV. When they, people do drugs and they're like, oh, man, I don't know if I can make it.
Yeah.
I get like the same way without the drugs. Like you get loopy for not sleeping.
I talked to him yesterday, actually. Loopy. I talked to Tim Loopy.
Oh. Tim!
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, this is going to be a little ups and downs. Parts will be funny.
Yeah.
Some parts will be random, stupid ramblings.
Okay. That's normal, though, right? For all three of us, really.
Yeah, pretty
absolutely.
Much.
There'll be the ramblings, and then there'll be...
just don't know what's going to come out.
Well, that's the fun of it.
Do we want it predictable?
It's like playing, and watch what I'm about to do here, because this is where I stand. It's like we're playing American roulette.
Yep.
With a loaded weapon.
Oh, never play American roulette.
American roulette.
With a loaded gun.
Sorry, there's no derivative that starts with A where we can make it work. Russia gets, they get racehorse urination speed. They get mules, Moscow mules, which I like. I call American mules. American mules.
Did I tell you the last time I saw loaded guns? It was early in the morning.
At the gas station, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was early in the morning, and he was in there. I'm like, hey, Ken, what's up? They said, what are you doing? You going to, you're on your way to make fun of half of the upstate today? I'm like, you know what?
Wow.
That's one way to put it.
You're part of it.
Make it fun. Tune in to see if it's you.
God,
that's actually a good marketing plan. They're talking about you. They were talking about your neighbors yesterday.
What did they say, man?
I don't know. I got to tune in and find out.
Well, here's a podcast. Oh, what if they said, text podcast to 800-774-0093.
I'd say, hey, I don't think that works no more. It may. I don't know.
Well, then he'd say, guess what? One number does it all. Text or call. That's what the liner says. Inside
I can't. I can't.
Like, I love radio lingo, man. It's like, words for a commercial is called
copy.
That's copy. It's copy. It's not make copy. Me a copy.
They used to have
make
a person.
Copies.
That was their sole job, to write the copy.
Yeah, the copywriter. That's where that term comes from, guys.
You know, you say that, and I wanted to have fun with Rob Schneider with that whole thing. And Ronster making copies, like old bits. I'm like, just never got the chance because he walked out on us.
We've extended the opportunity.
He blocked me on all forms of social media.
Well, I mean, you said some pretty hurtful things. You made fun of those little hats that he wears now. At least he's not wearing the full brim Undertaker hats like most people that decide to go hat, you know?
He started doing that.
He wears those little, like, they're like little hats like the Rat Pack would have worn, you know? Not a fedora. Like, it's, it looks like it might be made out of straw.
Whatever George Wallace used to wear a lot.
Yeah! Or, like, imagine Don Knotts, like, on vacation. He'd wear a little hat like that. Just fun little hat, you know?
He starts walking like Taker, and it takes him 30 minutes to walk 10 feet.
Well, you know. He's just coming out.
Silly.
Making copies.
This is a forgotten era of Taker, right?
Thank God.
No, he's kind of more like this now.
Well, I mean, you can't pretend to be a dead person like in real life when you're like going. That's what really I think he regretted is staying in character all the whole time because he never got to go on any of the big interviews.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
That'd be funny though.
I mean, he would go on
all animated.
Like I recall him like maybe on not Conan but something, but he was more into the motorcycle version of Undertaker than the actual zombie Undertaker.
When he introduced Biker Taker, and then he'd ride around the ring, but it wasn't like a continual flow. You had to stop at each corner to make sure you didn't run into the ring.
I know they've. Especially now, because they will sell every inch of the floor for someone to sit on for thousands of dollars.
I mean, Stone Cold had to do the same thing in his
quad. Remember at WrestleMania, he ran into the wall and knocked that woman into the floor.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, God. Remember, Ari Emanuel like ran over there to make sure she was okay, aka not sue their balls off.
Was that somebody's mom, I was thinking? Like somebody, like one of the workers. One of the boys' moms.
I don't think so.
I love when they have Cody's mom out there and she's all double birds. Like,
oh, yeah.
Hang on now.
Oh, yeah.
Cody's mama?
Cody mama.
Dusty's mama?
Dusty's old slam piece, if you will.
That's what she got it for me, baby, flipping the birds. Used to drive in traffic and everybody was pissing off.
I love the way, man, you say that. I can see him. But Dusty Rhodes, when he smiled, to get the Dusty Rhodes smile, you have to almost act like you're going to stick your tongue out a little bit.
He's got it to the boy. Hey, like, baby.
Oh, yeah. almost in a effeminate way, if I may say, with great respect to the American Dream. What's up, baby? You know?
You know, I've heard Cody say that everybody's got an impersonation of Dusty, but I don't think he said which one's his favorite. And Seth Rollins is a pretty good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess if you knew him, you probably did a better one.
Yeah, but you're doing a version most people didn't see if you knew him. Yeah. Like we watched him for all them years. Like we know the character. Cause we mocked, baby.
Baby. Smart mocks.
Smart
always
mocks.
Watching the TV, baby.
Smart mocks means they get a press pass so they don't have to pay to go in. Do an interview in my room so I don't have to wait in line.
Come on in. We'll talk about West Texas A&M and everything, baby.
Don't ask me any questions about Dick Murdoch, what he carried in his wallet.
Don't ask no Sapphire questions neither.
Oh, man. See, that's the one who blocked me. I got blocked by Dusty Rhodes on Twitter just for having fun. He didn't think it was fun, but
I think we got a certain Russian wolf blocked, which he should have been blocked because he's a Russian sympathizer. But, Neil Koloff, I believe, got blocked by Dusty Rhodes back in the day.
Oh, man.
And it took some work to get unblocked.
Oh, he did get unblocked, though.
But
oh, wow.
I think we might have had a hand in getting him blocked.
Oh, you did? What, you were telling him what to put in there?
I think a couple of us did.
Oh.
Kept tagging him in some stuff. Like, you know, you would tag Dusty in it, too. And he just sees that he's showing up in it.
Oh, he blocks everybody, yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't know really how to work it back then. He was working it.
Yeah, I know.
Let me get on this phone real quick and see how you. What is this? You gotta do the little. You gotta click on the bird, baby, and write a message.
He's trying to figure out like the button to push to mute. You know, because hell, I mean, that's why I never got on. You know, I still and I won't get on TikTok because partially is when I see screenshots or even the links that go. There's too many things moving around on it. Little symbols over here, little shop over here to click to buy. It's like, I don't know where to look, guys.
Plus, if I'm scrolling in mixed company, I'm talking about not talking about, you know,
interracial couples.
Yeah, no, not talking about that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I got to make sure the volume's off when I'm scrolling.
Oh, for sure. That's why yesterday when I shared my clip from Best Damn Audio of the lady singing Slim Shady, I put a little thing on there ahead of time. And I said, this next clip's going to have some language on there. Put the little advisory thing on there. Because I don't want anybody to watch it at work, and all of a sudden you got
old
chick on there, like
I'm
getting blanked. Ooh.
I'm scrolling. You'll hear something funny. But, you know, an Alden Brown video might pop up on your timeline. You're like, ooh, turn the volume off.
From Food Network?
No. Look it up.
Alden Brown.
Look up Alden Brown.
Well, how are you spelled on Alden?
A-L-D-E-N. B-R-O-W-N, not B-R-A-U-N.
He's not one of those weirdos that has Brown with an E on the end, right?
No. He's a Canadian.
Man, music or the doctor?
Neither. Wow. No. If you type Alden Brown.
Yeah.
First person that pops up should be Mr. North.
Peter North. Oh, no. Not even when I go to Google Image Search, thank God.
He's
actually shows pictures of penny loafers.
He's topical recently because he just put his documentary out. It's one of the fastest trending docs in the, I think, Apple library.
What? You know, that's not coming from women wanting to watch it. That's dudes. Paige, first off, watch this. Name more than 5 male porn stars.
I don't know any.
Any?
Who's the guy with the ugly guy that we had on the show? That's all I know.
Hang on. Oh, I know she's talking about.
God, I was going to say a quick-witted thing there, and I'm glad I didn't. Very famous. Oh, yeah.
He's got 2 first names.
Yes.
What's
and
his, name
and his last name is a name of
and he's
somebody with
and I can't remember
first
him.
Name of a dumb person.
Jackie Lee used to hang out with him. I don't know.
I can't remember.
His last name sounds like a country that used to do bad things to people back in the 30s and 40s.
His first name's 3 letters.
Leo? I can't remember who
Leo.
Leo Dong is not who we're thinking
I can't
of.
Leo who Dong. It is.
Let's have some fun here.
How can we long hair?
Yeah.
Portly fellow.
I can see and he's short. He's
a
He looks like Mario of Mario Brothers fame.
He does actually. He was never hot, but he was thinner.
Why did people watch him?
That's back what, in the, well, I mean,
okay, that's why.
He could facilitate his own activities, you could say.
Remember Rosie Rivet?
Yeah.
Lou?
Lou.
No.
Is it John with no H?
Oh, no.
Who is it?
Not that one.
Paige, his medical chart would say Jeremy Ron. His medical chart would say
Jeremy.
Hey! Yeah. There's one. You got one.
Okay, there's one.
Yeah.
And one he's already said. That's
all I know.
Okay. See, the point with that is that women...
I don't even watch...
Some women
You didn't
might.
Mention John Leslie, Rocco Siffredi, Randy West, Wood, the guy with machine gun bullets on
he's
his legs.
He's in jail or he just got out. Freaking MILF Hunter?
James Dean?
I've only watched like 2 porn stars.
Luke Longley, not the wrestler or the basketball player, but the porn star Luke Longley?
I don't know who the actors are. The only porn... I watched a little bit of a porno with my mom because...
Nice!
She was in one?
No! Somebody let her borrow a DVD tape. And it was
a DVD tape.
Was it behind
what
the green door?
Freak!
Did you see Johnny Keys?
It was a DVD tape.
Like a long time ago, something like a DVD, you know.
Okay. And probably a laser discs.
Listen.
That was the name of the movie, actually.
She thought it was something that was some movie that was recorded.
It was sci-fi.
And
what was recorded?
She turned it on, and it was some lady needed her taxes done, and the guy came in to do her taxes.
Oh,
and
I'm
like, was it Honey Wilder?
I don't think this is the movie you thought.
It was called H&R Blank.
And then,
ooh.
And then I watched
S&M Block.
That could be a good one.
I was
S&M first one's
block.
A lot better.
S&M Block.
I was at a guy's house.
It's too wild.
And he had a porno, and we
a
turned
porno.
It on. Yeah, we found it. We turned it on while he was in the shower.
Who's the we?
Me and another girl.
Me and Trixie.
You're like, what are you? What kind of TV are you watching here? And it was something about...
First one I ever saw had Ron Jeremy in it, sadly. It was a...
yeah, I've seen a lot of
it was a parody of the A-Team. I kid you not, his name was Mr. P.
I did watch,
I'm not kidding.
HBO stuff, like...
Oh, real sex?
Well, that's a
but
real,
so
real ugly people.
The reason this thing is trending about Peter North, who looks like he could announce boxing matches.
Yeah, he does. God almighty, he does, don't he? Looks just a spitting image.
But this has got to be or a swallowing image. We don't know.
What does Peter North look like?
Look him up.
Like
you
he
know
could
what?
Announce a boxing match.
Now, look
okay.
him up, and then you'll see if, you
I
know.
I think I've seen him before. Not in him. I don't know what he...
You've seen him with Tom Byron, I'm sure, a lot growing up in California in
Tom
the
Byron.
80s.
So,
he's a legend, by the way.
Tom Byron?
Oh, yeah.
What's his claim to fame? I mean, just saying he had a big one isn't enough for the...
He doesn't have a certain title claim to fame, but he worked a lot when he was younger.
He was
in everything with Honey Wilder a lot.
So this may be one that you know, because again, the point here is that that trend or whatever you're seeing there is driven by men who know. Women don't know, again, most. Like, I'm sure Melissa Rodkey and others, her mom probably, which is not a slight.
No.
That is not a slight.
She knows how the whip works.
The CEO whip. Of Adam and Eve and they know the products, you know. They know what they're. So that's men that's driving that, which is very strange.
You talk to women that are into that, they have the same drive as a man, right?
Really? The only female porn star I think I know is Jenna Jameson.
No, really? Man, we've interviewed several.
Probably still the top one of all time.
The one that was mean to you, I don't remember her name.
I know who she's talking
about. Lisa Marie. Not Lisa Marie.
Lisa Ann.
Okay.
She's done. She got her. She got explant surgery.
Explants?
Yeah.
I had never heard it called that before.
She took her boobs out. She doesn't perform anymore.
I thought that would, if DMX would have...
Rest in peace.
She wasn't...
Would have stayed around long enough, that would have been the name of his dispensary, actually.
I don't know what her problem was that day.
She was, because she was promoting her major motion porn movie that was her playing Sarah Palin. And I wanted to do bits about Sarah Palin. And, like... What brought you to the table was the fact you're playing a Sarah Palin in a porn movie while this is, she's the biggest, you know, one of the biggest names of the world at the time. But didn't want to do anything about, didn't want to talk about her. I'm like.
So I thought we had a worse experience with Bridget the Midget.
Well, she was drunk still.
Was she a porn star?
Sadly.
It was very awkward to be around her.
All I remember is what she did in the.
We didn't even ask her to do that. That's like her pose.
And I'm like, put them away, please.
That was.
Paige is like, let me show you how it's really done.
I know. Paige knocked her down, hit her on the top of the head.
Mine looked better, and no. So, and I'm not even a
big milkers. HR is just a conversation.
Right. A home run.
I didn't direct that towards her.
What'd you say?
I didn't direct it towards her. It was just out there.
He does that thing that people from Iowa do where they call breast milkers.
Yeah.
Just resetting that for others that are wondering as well. Yeah, and me neither. I don't hang around people from my own.
I gotta. Will you make people. A note? The hand gesture to talk about later.
Hand gesture.
Because we got on a little mini little conversation before the show started about certain hand gestures. About the one I saw yesterday.
Ooh.
I'm like, I haven't seen that in a long time. Somebody did a hand gesture. I'm
to
like,
you?
Oh, okay. No, talking about somebody else. To
was,
me.
Was it the one like in your face?
Nah, it wasn't that one. It was the, you take your finger, your booger finger, if you will, and you do the circle around the head.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
Who was that about?
I can't tell you. Jesus.
We gotta
me?
No.
Make
it would
note.
Be a double one for me.
It would be like one of these two,
She cray.
All right, I'm going to rewrite this because that says hard questions.
We said all that because Peter North's going to be on the show today.
Hand gestures.
Okay. Sorry, Ron Jeremy, I forgot you.
Peter Noah.
We're going to take selfies with his gimmick.
There was a reason why I didn't like him. He did something, so I just kind of raised him, Ron Jeremy.
Well, he has a lot of accusations.
But that's the only one you remember.
He has Alzheimer's now. So.
I don't remember. I never looked on the back of that thing to see.
You didn't get to read the back of it. Let's see what this porn
God,
is about.
I know. I wish you knew a title. I could probably tell you who was in it, where it
I
was shot.
I want to see the one that I'm talking. I want to see what year it was filmed. Because if it was a parody of the A-Team, I mean, obviously mid-80s, right? Or shortly thereafter.
The one that we saw was...
In black and white?
No,
I'm just kidding.
No.
I've seen so many. I found my uncle's tapes. When I was, 14, 15 years old.
It was about a girl that got bit by a snake and she was in an ambulance and it turned into a porno. And I'm like, she was bit by a snake. Why is she doing that? This is stupid.
This is wild. Okay. I found this, the internet is great. I would have had to get like a porn library to find this information out years ago. The movie released in 1985 called Girls of a Team. But they have a team in quotes. Girls of a Team. See, you say what you want to about these people. Creepy, dirty, whatever. They twist the law like crazy. He actually was not Mr. P. Mr. P was played by...
Mr. P.
F.M. Bradley. I'm not familiar. Not sure what the F.M. even stands for. Ron played Ambassador Zanos. But then, you know who else was in the movie? Peter North. And Harry Reams.
Harry Reams, rest in peace.
Harry and Peter. Wow.
Yeah.
Harry Reams was... He was very famous and then tried to break away from it and do other stuff. He was in Deep Throat.
Well,
I never saw that. Now, did you watch the Pamela Anderson
tape? Oh, yeah. Remember, I bought it off eBay.
I never watched it.
Which is fun. Like, to say, like, I bought unreleased.
Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you see it hooking up.
It
wasn't like a well-produced, like a, you know... I mean, it is
weird to think about now, like if something, you know, some kind of tape was released of some starlet or, you know, whatever, and then, like, I could go online and buy a copy of it on a major website like eBay. Like, that is creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Creepy. It's creepy that, it's like,
legal.
That, yeah, and that it was, like, through PayPal, you know, because that was the...
Remember we used to talk to Dennis Hoff, you know, occasionally.
Yeah,
and then when he did
never came on the show.
When he did the Cat House interviews, the HBO show, we talked to Sunset Thomas, and she said that her niece was getting into the business at the time.
That was an unfortunate conversation too, because Air Force Amy was on it as well.
Yeah, and Sunrise Adams was her niece. And
Air Force Amy, that's
there was familiar. Like four of them on the call at one time, and it was pretty annoying.
Plus, you got Hoff, who's already, you know what, by himself, you know, he can carry an interview.
Oh, yeah.
He can talk. But he's trying to let them talk, too, and they're just pretty much, it's like they're promoting their menu. So if you're ever in Nevada, come out to the Bunny Ranch.
I know. Like, you know, I don't know if someone lied to him to get him on the show or whatever, but, like, he definitely thought we were, like, a national show. Tell your listeners to come down here. We've got this special going on at our brothel tomorrow for lunch. I'm like, gross.
We got Isabella's here all weekend. I think we only talk to Mr. Skin to keep the free password.
Paige, you like me? If I go to a brothel, I'm not eating anything there. Am I right?
No.
Do you remember when we were like, hey.
Especially not with your hands.
This is before Google Image Search got like really going. We were like, who changed the Mr. Skin password? And then we were like, oh, they nixed it.
Nice.
They changed it.
Yeah, they did.
One of the skin turns. His mom was a skin turn.
Yeah, that's right.
What happens if, hey, I can't log in. Who changed the password? Did you do it? No, I didn't do it.
Yeah, and the text would be like at 1:30 in the morning. It's like, oh, man.
Damn. Now you can just go to, you know, any Google. Site. Google, you know, the actress, mainstream actress, nude, and boom, pops up.
Right.
Even the fake ones, you know, were still good enough. You know who it is.
Yeah, which is very also very gross as well. You know.
I don't support it.
I don't either.
I don't support AI stealing artists.
I like real porn. I don't like AI porn. That's one thing I will not.
Can you tell the difference between?
From my cold, dead hands, you'll get real porn. Okay? Right. I don't know what that means exactly.
Not that trafficked kind where all the girls are trafficked.
I don't want to see Mark Simpson going at it with Peg Griffin.
Yeah, I don't want any hentai.
Who's Peg
or
Griffin?
Anime.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't need to see Sailor Moon. Doing it with Brooks and Dunn on the set of Neon Moon.
Don't need the Kama Sutra reenactments, you know. They took liberties with those drawings, let's be honest.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know what that was until Sting, the rock star, not the wrestler.
Fake Sting.
I was like, what is Kama Sutra? And it's like, you know, even explaining it, it's like...
Chinese thought very highly of themselves.
Well, I mean, a lot of that stuff is good. But, like, let's say, like, hey, man... We're going to smoke this joint that's like the size of a party sub. We're going to smoke it.
For longer.
We're going to smoke it all day long, but we don't get high till the very end. Yep. What's the point?
Right when it's the pinner.
Right there when that high is getting ready, we're going to stop smoking right before we get high.
Do you have a clip? I'm not going to grab it. Do I have to have a clip?
I need a roachy clip.
Need a roach clip. We don't like to grab the little joint. It's going to burn our fingers.
Oh, man. How many people did you ever see like catch their mustache on fire trying
to... Are they trying to make their lips as small as they can? Even out of the corner, like, come on, man.
And then some guy's like, I ain't got a roach clip, but I'm a contractor. He'd go out there with some little rig that they had made up.
It's like some, like an electrician had a lot of stuff to use.
With them little tiny clips on there, they just do a wire around it, and you'd be holding like you're a rich woman from the 1920s smoking a cigarette on the end of some stick.
The OGs knew it because they had the clip with the long feather on it.
Oh, man, yeah.
They use that one.
That's, the same time they've, like, hanging their dreadlocks.
Or they get some needle-nose pliers.
Yeah. Needle-nose Ned.
You want to hit this mic? This is almost done.
Oh, man, you sound like cocaine stepdaughter. I hope he's doing okay.
I had a couple of people thinking that was me. It was not a character. It's a real person.
I tell you.
I just practice his voice.
Now you're sounding like my character Chubby.
I got a whopper in front of my ass. Get it quicker.
Now you sound like Paige's late husband falling asleep.
If fireman got possessed.
Purge.
Oh my god, that would be creepy.
I want Chiquitos.
Are you male or female?
Meet me at Corona's. This is not the devil, I swear to God.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's weird. You're giving her the reverse of a lady boner.
Yeah, I know how to bring her back then.
I dropped my phone.
Turn her into the desert.
And I said, A-word, find my phone.
A-word?
Call my phone.
That's no way to talk to your device, Paige.
My device said, would you like me to call your brother Art, or enlisted my name? And I said no, because he's dead.
Oh, my God, we're going to get a break.
I have something to say.
One number does it all at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Better wake y'all's ass up.
It ain't no fire alarm. The aliens ain't here yet.
Uh-oh.
It's members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Be real. Well, it looked like they were coming last night, right?
This was Sully from The Hudson Crash. This is his favorite song at takeoff.
This is your pilot. We're about to land in the water. Oh, did you see the one in Atlanta recently? That smoke in the cockpit.
Oh yeah, they had to.
The main area.
Fuselage.
Yeah, it was the cockpit, I think, around that.
Everybody got to use the slides.
God, did I send you the instrumental? I think I did. It's supposed to be the radio version.
You know what it was? You didn't mess up. This was already in.
Oh, you goober.
But it wasn't listed as instrumental. I could play the other one. I just never trust them.
It's no big deal. I was like, God, this is annoying after just hearing the alarm part.
Because, you know, their radio edits are different in each parts of the country.
Yeah. Oh, it's true.
Like,
yeah.
You can have, you can have a song called GD playing somewhere else, and you can play the whole thing.
Yeah, I would change the channel.
But you couldn't play it here.
Yeah, you would.
It'd be frowned upon, You can have a Mexican radio station. You can play I'm afraid to even say some other,
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, or something like that.
You know though, when I do hear God, kill this all the way if you would. It's just I imagine it's very annoying to people listening.
Are you talking about the Peckerwoods?
If you have somebody talk about getting high over it, it's okay. But just the
noise.
You want some hits from the bong?
Yeah.
Hits from the bong.
Yeah, guys, gotta have some music before you talk, huh?
Yeah,
you don't do the bong off anymore. You gotta have something.
How can we stop the bong off?
Do what?
How come we did that?
How come we did that?
Yeah.
What?
Unfortunately.
I can't remember why we
did. You just pulled Al Sharpton.
Yeah, you did.
Why those traffic emails?
How come we did that?
Well, we'd wrong do it on you. 420 and we'd have people call in and have the best hit from their bong.
How come we did that?
How come we did that?
We had to stop doing it because of the
That's
lawyer.
Like if a kid says to you, hey, why don't we dress up like rabbits on the day that God came back to life? Or Jesus came back to life. I don't know.
How come?
I don't know.
Should not be called Easter. It should be called
Rabbit
the day.
Day
God came back to life.
Yeah. That's right. Nice.
You know that day.
It wasn't even God. It was his boy.
And you know who should play a free concert that day every year? The Rolling Stones, because that's what God did.
It'd be mini God.
He rolled the stone away.
Yeah, he did. That's unless right. he had help with it.
Yes.
You think he physically pushed it, or it was like more like a Stranger
Things?
Finger
poke of doom. Yeah, just, he probably just... He probably did like his... I'm not being sacrilege right now, but like he probably like twinkled his nose like Samantha Stevens would do on Bewitched.
If you did a real straight-up movie about the Old Testament, I bet it'd be freaking...
There'd be no white people in the movie.
It'd be rated NC-17 for sure, I bet you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just with the... Yeah. Yeah.
It's so hard to reconcile those two together, old and new.
Well, it would get an R rating just off of the... not just off of, but like... The graphic nature of like Passover, where they would literally be slaughtering animals and putting the blood over the door. Like the visual of that is quite
like the Manson family.
Barbaric.
Yeah.
I'm doing that thing where, you know, somebody would look at you.
Is that what they were going after? Some kind of religious.
They used pig's blood though, right?
Wasn't symbolization. That
what they did? They'd write something about pigs.
I read something about obviously they tore the house down and rebuilt, but I think the guy that rebuilt it, he's either having a hard time getting rid of it, selling it, or renting it. Like, I guess people don't want to.
I often wonder if when people would say, "Oh, this famous murder house is going on," you know, they'd say, "Oh yeah, man, people." Was that like a pump and dump kind of thing? But like, did people really? I mean, I know there's some. No offense to anyone listening right now. I know there's some people that are really into horror, but I don't know that they have $12 million laying around to buy the Psycho House or whatever it was.
Or the Scream House now.
Or the Scream House. Yeah, there we go. Not Psycho. Yeah.
So Nine Inch Nails recorded, and then they tore it down afterwards, right? Because Trent kept the
Jonathan
door.
Jonathan Davis.
They recorded it all over the place, like in Louisiana and places like that. Are
Jonathan
crazy.
Davis had a traveling murder museum.
He did. I remember when I talked to him, he had Ted Bundy's car, and I asked him, do you ever drive it? Because that would be kind of
I went through it. They had it at one of the, I think it was Ozfest, in Charlotte at the former Blockbuster Pavilion. Blockbuster Pavilion, am I right? And I didn't go to Pick-a-Flick Pavilion.
No.
I'd be in Easley, probably.
So I don't know if I said this publicly, and it's out there, you know, if you know
we've
where
to look
for
rumors it. For years about you.
There's a there's a person who may or may not be a client of the station who owns a famous car museum in the mountains. You know, you get your Herbies or whatever, and OJ's Bronco. But he was talking about he was about to get JonBenet's bike, and he was going to put that in his museum. And he said stuff like that, man, just draws tons of money, gobs of money. Now, he may or may not be a lawyer. He's already making good.
That's why I'm being quiet right now. I know this.
But he said his side businesses make a ton. And he says, that's my hobby is making money. I don't hunt. I don't fish. But I make money.
Of murder of kids.
That's he's a legit billionaire.
Disgusting.
It is.
I will say personally, on my own recognizance right now, as not a radio station employee, but that's gross as
that
hell.
The family would sell the bike of a child that was, I mean.
Well, they may have not sold it like that. It may have gotten, like, you know, whatchamacallit's Bible was found in a storage locker, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
but if you're already there, would you look at it?
No.
Like, you didn't go for that, but you find out it's there.
No, like if I the baby doll that that movie's whatever based on, like if the real one was in a museum, I could go see it. What was it called? Not Clarice, damn it.
The Conjuring movie.
Conjuring girl, that doll. If it was real, there
it
Annabelle.
Is.
I wouldn't go near the thing.
Oh, Matt Rife bought it with somebody else, and it's an Airbnb where you can, and they make a ton of money. It stays booked up.
But it gives you bad luck.
And it's got all the original dolls in the place. You could stay there and tour it.
What so, is, like, 20-year-old, I don't know, is he 20s or 30s?
He's life. I think he's 20s, mid-20s. Right?
Mid-20s comedians are buying murder houses and making millions. You know, what's the difference? Then, dude, I don't know. There's a difference in my mind. It really is a difference. See how I'm rocking back and forth?
Like, you're nervous,
I just don't, man, there's...
I don't know.
What's the difference between the news selling commercials during the coverage of something like that? I mean, everybody's got their hand in it.
I don't know the influencer he bought it with, but he said he bought Ed and Lorraine's Warren's famous museum in Connecticut. And they had all the dolls, the Annabelle dolls or whatever. And you can stay there as an Airbnb.
What a great night's sleep you're going to get.
Yeah, so you have bad luck for the rest of your life. Congratulations.
Like, I mean, no matter what you think about stuff, like, the act of sex is a very, like, spiritual kind of thing. Like, it really is. And imagine you doing that in a damn murder house.
Mm-mm.
I mean, no, I've spent the night in a haunted place before during an investigation.
So when he bought the house.
With my husband.
Think you were messing around.
At Lake Lore, one of the rooms was haunted, and we got to stay in the haunted room. Nothing happened.
Dinosaur.
When he bought the house, he got everything in it, including the famous doll collection and the haunted Annabelle doll. Like, he got all that stuff.
Who wants to do that? I guess they'll go and just shoot videos all night long, and then, you know.
This place is old and creepy anyway.
But everybody's going to do the same videos.
If you're waiting for something like that to happen, it isn't going to happen.
No.
Mm-mm. Unless you go to the Shining House or something. That Shining Hotel.
Are you saying Shining that Hotel. Because when you've went on them, nothing happened? Because you were looking for something there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't want anything that has anything negative attached to it. Like when our friends came back from Iraq and they were giving us stuff, I wouldn't take it because I don't want a dead person's. If someone suffered, you know what I mean?
Well, I did take part of Saddam's palace that was given to me. It's a very small chunk, but by God, I took that.
Well, when they talked about how they got some of that stuff over here,
I mean, I do have a scarf, and I said, was it from the palace? Because I don't want it from somebody who died. You killed somebody because, you know what I mean?
Nah, damn, we're late again.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going? Merry early Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My name's Johnny, and I'm calling with Santa's Special Shop. You got yourself a young lady that you dating, Tom?
Nope.
You don't have a young lady?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. What's her name? What's her name?
I don't know.
You don't know what your girlfriend's name is? Okay, well, that don't matter because we got some deals for you, Tom, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you exactly what they are. You can actually surprise your girl if you want to because this is the season to be jolly in your pants, Tom. So what's going to happen is we're going to give you some deals. You ready for these?
Give me some deals.
That's right, some deals. And you're going to have some of the best deals in the world there, Tom. You ready for these?
Deals, your ass.
For what are you talking about? I got deals for you.
What kind of bill?
Well, that's what I'm about to tell you. You relax a little bit, Tom. Don't worry. I'm going to save you a little bit of something, okay? Now, here's what we got. On this one, we got Peter and Roger, okay? That's something for you right there. Flexi Lexi. All right? Have you ever heard of that? Okay. And then there's The Rock. That's another one. You ever heard of those, Tom?
Nope.
Okay, well, these are actually what these are called is vibrators, and they go reversible, so you can
on
yourself.
I don't need no damn vibrator. I got a I can with. I'll you in the damn.
You go to hell.
Waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.